SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino, Hermie Babiera mula sa Oi Aussie Hampers.
Maraming salamat po, Claudette. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Kumusta ang iyong holiday season?
It's been very good in Melbourne. This time, I noticed most of my family actually bought all the present online. So all the present I got is come from parcel clothes, from Star Trek.
So they went shopping online.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of online shopping and gifts, you know, us Filipinos, we like to give gifts. Even though, you know, Christmas is finished, meron tayong mga pahabol na regalo at padala para sa ating mga kaibigan, kamag-anak, at mga inaanak. We send gifts to the Philippines. In your observation, Hermie, as owner of an online shopping store, ano ba yung mga kadalasang nire-regalo ng mga Pilipino sa mga kamag-anak nila sa Pilipinas?
We did the focus group prior we launched the Oi Aussie Hampers online. Majority of Filipinos' family, they actually requested for box of chocolate, a can of the ham,
mm-hmm.
and milk powders and coffee.
So that's usually what Filipinos like coming
and
from Australia.
They actually requested make sure it's made in Australia.
Dapat may tatak.
So, because it's so difficult now these days in consumer, you go to the online shopping and you will see we got lots of product that came from different part of the world.
Yeah.
So we make sure we actually sell made in Australian product.
Do you really screen the products that you put in your website?
Yes. We all the products that we put on our website, it makes sure we ask all our customers what they prefer gift to their family, to their loved ones in the Philippines.
Online shopping is a trend at the moment. Ano sa tingin mo yung advantages ng pamimili online or buying online kaysa sa pagbili physically in shopping centers?
The advantage online is about convenient, because you know you don't need to be queuing on the line, and also you can only find a special product when it's probably once a month, and you avoid finding a parking. And also it's a time constraint as well. You know, everyone is just so busy doing other things. You know, at least you just order it online, but press of your fingers and you're done. You don't have to worry about sending it.
Yeah.
All you have to do is select what product they preferred and then you pay it and then off you go. You don't have to do anything. You don't need to drive. You don't need to park your car. You don't need to queue up. And this is also save you money, not also money and time also.
So it's easy as 1, 2, 3. How about for the prices of the products that's online? Is it more expensive than the ones being bought at shopping centers?
By what we purchase from our supplier. If you get a savings for the product, but unfortunately we cannot get savings the courier fee because we don't have enough traffic that going to the Philippines. I think we need to build that up. If you compare from Europe to here, it's so cheap. But if you compare, it's only 7 hours to the Philippines, it's so expensive.
Why is that?
Probably because we don't have infrastructure. Got lots of traffic. I believe the courier, it's about 3 times higher than compared with Australia.
Can you walk me through the process of sending gifts to the Philippines? And are we sure, Hermie, that yung mga binibili natin ay dadating ng buo at maayos sa pinapadalhan natin?
To make sure we send all the parcels intact and also it's signed and delivered. So what this means is, especially for DHL and parcel post and other freight forwarder, we had the insurance. If anything miss, make sure we put a refund to our customers. So we make sure the product are delivered to our customers. That's including our online platform. So when it's delivered, we get notified and we notify the sender that's been delivered.
That gives them an assurance that their products are intact.
That's correct. That's what we're trying to achieve, is help all the Filipino community. Very good logistically wise, if we can create a unique product to supply to our loved ones in the Philippines. And it have to be made in Australian product. I travel the world, and I mean, I always go back to Australia. The food and also the environment.
You are supporting Australian products at the same time, helping the Filipino community reach out and send gifts to their families overseas.
That's correct.
Hermie, do you think people can save money and energy in doing online shopping?
Oh, absolutely. Because if you think about it, it's just, you know, you do your fingers walking rather than your feet. You don't have to do anything. I mean, I think now the convenience of online shopping, it's increased, because the reason being is we don't have time. But if we can provide all those Australian brand that they can trust and they love, I think not only going to save the Australian Filipino community some money, also on time. I think to help the community in Australia, it's for us, as you can see, we got about over 2,000 community, Filipino community in Australia. If they have any promotion or party, we actually donate a box of hamper for them to raffle, give any donation in the Philippines.
One of the disadvantages of buying online, as far as people are saying, is that they don't get their parcel or their product on time, or they don't really get it at all.
I think for that is in order, it's really important that when you're buying online, you need to understand the terms and condition. And also insurance is really important when you're buying online. And also we talk about in Australia, it's sign on glass. Make sure it's someone at home to receive your parcel.
Hermie Babiera of Oi Aussie Hampers.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.